All right, I'm here joined with head women's wrestling coach Corey Muniz. And coach, really exciting times with the inaugural season for our women's wrestling program here at Iowa Lakes Community College. But hard to believe national tournament time is here. The Lakers have some athletes that have qualified. And just talk to us about the national tournament and what you're expecting to see out of the ladies.
Yeah, I think the main thing that we're focused on is the effort. You know, I think that obviously wrestling as hard as we have all year, it's been tough. You know, first year, a bunch of bumps and bruises, but we're ready to go. I think our effort's at an all-time high, and we're going to kind of carry that momentum into the national tournament and kind of put our foot on the line and work, and we'll see what happens from it. You know, we have some ladies who are excited and have some high expectations, but we also have ladies are just grateful for the opportunity to be out there and represent Iowa Lakes for our first year. So it's kind of a cool mixed bag, and we're excited for just overall the experience that we're going to get from it.
Absolutely. And if you want to just kind of go through each young lady that's qualified for the national tournament, sounds like you have six or seven, and just kind of go through each young lady and kind of what you're expecting to see.
Yeah, so starting off, we have Kylie at 109, Kylie Hesenius. She's actually, coming from a wrestling family out in the Mars. Her dad's been around and has been have a history here at Lamar's too at the high school level. Family's out there coaching, so she's had a bunch of experience at 109 pounds, which is funny because Alex Carty, who we call Alaska from Anchorage, she's in like month six of wrestling too. So she came in, she wanted to give it a shot, but we'll have both of them in there at 109, which will be exciting. I have another Alex at 116, she's battling an injury, so we're not sure if she'll be ready to go, but she'll be making the trip anyways and supporting the team however she can. Moving forward, we have Izzy right at 130. She's exciting because she's, you know, a second-year wrestler out of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, who just really bought in. So it's cool to see her, experience and her growth from day one to now, where I think she's going to have an opportunity to kind of turn some heads and shock the world, if you will, and bust some brackets. Moving forward, up at 136, we have Layla from Spencer. Her and Morgan are both from Spencer, but Layla's at 136, and this will be her second time down there at that weight class. She competed most of the year at 143, but she's looking as great as ever. You know, coming off of a head injury that derailed her for the last couple weeks of the season, but we got her back working. I think for her, it's just getting the opportunity to get out there. You know, I think she's got the skill and she's got the heart, but we just got to see how it looks on the mat. But if she puts it together, she can have a tournament that could go, you know, well into day two and hopefully get her on the podium. Going further with that, we have Kylie Ballesteros at 155. She's, again, you know, wrestled a lot in her past, but she actually took some time off as she transitioned through a different kind of schooling, was homeschooled for a couple years, but she came back this year to get her GED and kind of get it all squared away, and so we're excited to have her back, in the mix of it all, but also to see that she's, dusting off some of the dust that comes with taking some time off from wrestling, but we're excited to have her up there and finishing up at 155. We got Morgan Griffin, whose name is synonymous with, you know, success at the high school level for ladies wrestling. So it's cool to have her in there. You know, her name carries a lot of weight, and she's been working really hard all year. And she'll be down at 155 for the first time for her this year. And I think, you know, if we get the most out of her, no reason why she's not wrestling the last match at the 155-pound weight class, you know, at tournament's end. So it'll be cool to see her there. She's about as locked in as ever, along with the rest of the team. So it's just kind of putting it all out there and seeing what we get, you know, in response from it.
Absolutely. And coach, talk to us a little bit about, you know, with the inaugural season, you know, what do you think the team's grown in most this season? What growth you've seen?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of fun. Wrestling in high school is fun. You know, it's new, it's fresh. And I think the biggest growth I've seen from them is the buy-in to not only transition from having a lot of fun, but trying to be great, you know, trying to make the most out of the experience and not just go out there and have fun, but go out there and compete at a high level. And that growth took some time, as I figured it would be, right? But it's exciting for me to see, because regardless of how our tournament ends, we're going to have a group that's returning next year that's going to have a lot of things in place to make sure that the transition for the incoming freshmen happens a lot quicker and we become a lot more competitive right away. So that's the most exciting thing, is seeing their opportunity or them take their opportunity to be great and make the most out of it, because now as we kind of turn the corner and carry momentum into postseason and, you know, next year in general, we'll have that foundation set in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach, talk to us about what the schedule looks like for the national tournament. Sounds like the Lakers are taking off this Thursday, but when will you guys be competing, and how do fans kind of tune in to follow the action?
Yep, so we'll have weigh-ins right at 7 a.m. on Friday morning, so that'll get an early morning for the ladies and the men as well. But we'll have first whistle right about 9 o'clock, and then we'll wrestle all day long on Friday from 9 probably until I think 7 o'clock is when that last round will end. And then we'll turn into a 8:30 start on Saturday, kind of get all of the different placement matches squared away, and we'll have the finals later that night. But you can find that televised on the NJCAA network, but also to follow along on track wrestling and flowwrestling.org. That can give you opportunities to see live bracket updates and kind of see match assignments as they come too.
Awesome. Well, best of luck, Coach. We wish the Lakers good luck and have a great time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.